Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith, and if you stick around for the next hour, you'll hear some great bluegrass music from the likes of Del McCoury and the boys, and Don Reno and Earl Taylor, and who else have we got? Honey Deaton and Dream, and Old South Bluegrass Band from Australia. So all sorts of people coming up playing all different sorts of music that I hope you're going to enjoy. Del McCoury Band has long been a fixture on the bluegrass scene in the USA. In fact, I met Del in 1971 when he was a young man living in the southern Pennsylvania area, and we were staying with Mike Seeger, and we met with them and talked to them, and I got a vinyl album at that time from Del's band, and I was very impressed that I'd met a guy like Del McCoury. And he's gone on to greater fame and fortune with his band, two sons in the band. The lineup of the band is Del plays guitar, does the vocals. Ronnie McCoury does vocals and plays mandolin. Lovely Gilchrist mandolin he's got. Rob McCoury, his son, plays banjo. Mike Bubb plays bass. Jason Carter, fiddle. And occasionally they have guests on their albums. This is an album from 2001. It's got some great songs on it. We're going to hear one song, the first song called The Bluegrass Country, and then one sort of country-style song called Count Me Out. So let's get straight into Del McCoury and the boys.
Bluegrass country, 'cause I'm a bluegrass country boy. I see those blue misty mountains in the moonlight, and hear the song of the wind in the pine, the lonesome pine. Lord, I'm lonesome for the bluegrass country and for that bluegrass home of mine. Teardrop star, and the wonder if she loves another is like a bullet in my heart. I reminisce about kisses, oh so tender, kisses as sweet as the blue muscadines on the vine. Lord, I'm lonesome for the bluegrass country and for that bluegrass girl of mine. So the devil take it, I'll take the first freight heading south. I see those blue misty mountains in the moonlight, and hear the song of the wind in the pine, the lonesome pine. Lord, I'm lonesome for the bluegrass country and for that bluegrass home of mine. Home of mine. day. And that was the beginning of my last heartache. Then you added insult to my injury when you started treating me just as you please. Count me out of future plans you might be making. No more foolish chances am I taking. You play love's game too rough. As for me, I've had enough. Odds are going down too rough, so count me out. All my love for you. Doing as you please became a part of you. You can't blame me now for walking out on you. Count me out of future plans you might be making. No more foolish chances am I taking. You play love's game.
Some great music there from Del McCurry and the Del McCurry Band, or Del and the Boys, as they just often call them. I'm interested in the fact that Del's not as keen on travelling as he used to be, and they have a version of the band called the Travelling McCurrys, and that's the band without Del, and they get by just fine. I tell you, it's a great idea. Right, those who've been listening to the radio show will, in recent weeks, will know that I've been to the USA and went to the Grass Valley Father's Day Festival put on by the California Bluegrass Association. One of the bands there was a new band to me called the Brumbies, and from their album Running With The Herd, we're going to hear a couple of tracks, Before My Time and How Hard Can It Be. Great band, Joe Allen Deering on vocals and guitar, George Deering on vocals and mandolin, Patrick Sauber on vocals and banjo. You'll also hear him on some Low Lewis songs too. Bill Bryson was on vocals and bass on this album, and John Plotnick was on guitar, and Keith Rozier also played bass on this. Gabe Witcher played some fiddle. They put together a great sound and were one of the very popular bands at the festival. Let's have a listen to the Brumbies.
Tales of a sweet young girl in a town not far from mine. No finer beauty in this world, now that was before my time. So where's the smile that you once wore on lips of cherry wine? And where's the spark I heard about? Oh, I'm It's the smile that you once wore on lips of cherry wine. And where's the spark I heard about? Oh, that was before my time.
Then you've been so busy, you're the prettiest gal around. I have got a lot to give if you only knew, but how to cross that distance is what I've got to do.
How hard can it be
for me to walk up to you?
How hard can it be
to take you for my only?
How hard can it be
for me to say I love you?
Till that moment comes around, I guess I'll never know.
I've known lots of other girls living all these years. Sometimes we were happy, sometimes there were tears. But you are something special, I'd love you till I die. And if I'm hesitating, well that's the reason why.
How hard can it be
for me to walk up to you?
How hard can it be
to take you for my own?
How hard can it be
for me to say I love you?
Till that moment comes around, I guess I'll never know.
Last night while I was on the town, I saw you and you smiled. Right then I saw the two of us walking down the aisle. You're all I've ever wanted in this whole wide world, and I know my life's complete when you are my girl.
How hard can it be
for me to walk up to you?
How hard can it be
to take you for my own?
How hard can it be
for me to say I love you?
Till that moment comes around, I guess I'll never know. Until that moment comes around, I guess I'll never know.
Oh, that's the Brombies, and they were a popular band, and they always put on a good show and show some nice songs. Now, if you're living around the Waikato area and listening to this show, you'll be aware that the Morrinsville Country Music Club has a big concert in September. This year, it's on Saturday the 16th of September. It's our spectacular concert, we call it, just the spec. And if you can get tickets from the Morrinsville Information Booth Centre in the middle of town, it's a great concert. It's got all sorts of people on it. I'll be advertising it each week now, but you better get in and get your seats. We've got a great lineup. And it's one of the yearly events in Morrinsville that really attracts a lot of attention. Two sessions, an afternoon matinee and an evening concert. And fine band, great musicians, and I'll give you details on those in later shows. But you can start getting your tickets now. And of course, the Morrinsville Country Music Club has its regular monthly meeting on the second Friday of the month, and that's this coming Friday. We've got a Western night. We're putting the Western back in country and Western, and everyone's doing Western songs, and there's some great songs coming out of it too. I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, back in the early days of bluegrass, 1950s, 1960s, there were a lot of what you'd call regional bands. Not as well known as maybe the main bands, and just working to make a living. And a record label called Rural Rhythm put out, he produced a man called Uncle Jim O'Neill. recorded lots of bands, and who that you may not have heard on the main labels, and there's some great music in there, and some of the bands were actually quite well known as well. And I've selected a couple of tracks from an album called Front Porch Picking. It's a whole bunch of instrumentals, and there's all sorts of people on it. We're going to hear a track from Don Reno, the old tune I Don't Love Nobody, and then from Earl Taylor and the Stony Mountain Boys, we're going to hear a track, John Hardy. These are the sort of tunes you might hear at a jam session, and every banjo player sort of needs to know these tunes. Have a listen to the way these guys play. And short, that was often the way with the Rural Rhythm albums. All the tracks were short budget recordings, as you can imagine. The band would go in and spend the day putting down 12, 14 tracks, and Uncle Jim O'Neill would release them on the album. Budget bluegrass, you could just about call it these days. And there was some fine playing on it. Don Reno was playing guitar on I Don't Love Nobody. I should have known that. Let's hear from Dudley Connell and Don Rigsby. Dudley was came to fame really as a lead singer for the Johnson Mountain Boys in the 1980s, and is now the resident lead singer for the Seldom Scene. But he does some fine singing. Don Rigsby has been around for a long time and plays great instrumental music, fiddle and mandolin and guitar, and sings great tenor. In particular, the album Songs of Our Saviour from the Stanley Sound album. He does a fine job on that. Now, the two of them have paired up as a duet and have an album called Another Saturday Night. And there's a lot of sort of country stuff on this, as well as the traditional bluegrass. And I really enjoyed listening to the album. The first tune is Another Saturday Night, and the second tune is Where Is My Sailor Boy?
Saturday night, I'm gonna make the same old round. I put my money in the jukebox at the honky-tonk downtown. I've been a-working all week long, and ain't nothing much gone right. I got a penny in my pocket. It's another Saturday night. With a pretty girl in my arms and a lonesome jukebox song, I never think of Monday morning till after Saturday night is gone. Well, pretty mama's there for me, and I'm gonna hold her tight. I'm like a mountain park on Friday. I've gotta run down Saturday night. My money in the jukebox at the honky-tonk downtown. And when my money's been and gone, I'll tell my circle that it's all right. I'll have a rough one Monday morning, but it's been a knockdown Saturday night. Oh, where is my sailor boy? Oh, where is my sailor boy? He sleeps in the bottom of the deep blue sea, and he can't come back to me. I'll spend all my futures on and gaze at the misty blue deep sea as you hold him to your breast. Does he mention my name to you? Oh, what does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes, it foams, and rolls on its weary way. Is he sleeping peacefully? The winds from the north are blowing icy
soul. A token if I could find, if only the waves would show me where he sleeps, I would leave this world behind. What does the deep sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes, it foams, and rolls on its weary way. On the crest of a wave, I said, take it, please, and let it sit upon my lover's watery grave. And this was my watching place. My roots never come back again. So the wave take another message to my love, saying, I'll meet him above. What does the sea say? What does the deep sea say? It moans, it groans, it splashes, it falls, then rolls on its weary way.
Oh, what a great duet, Dudley Connell and Don Rigsby. And accompanying them on that was Missy Raines on bass, Tim O'Brien on fiddle and mandolin, Randy Cause on lap steel and regular steel, and Don Rigsby played the mandolin, Tim O'Brien played the fiddle, sorry, and just making sure I'm trying to get the facts right here. Struggling a bit. At least I've got my tooth back in. That makes a big difference. So I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to hear a little bit of old-time music now, as I like to play. There's a lot of old-time music at the Father's Day Festival, and Dan Levinson was one man who played some great old-time fiddle and banjo, and we're going to hear a fiddle tune from Dan. This is the tune Texas Gals, and goes like this. Levinson with the Texas Gals. Now we're going to hear an Aussie bluegrass band from Adelaide, fine band, Old South Bluegrass Band, from the album Live at the Boardroom. Here's a Towns Van Zandt song called The Dollar Bill Blues. South Bluegrass Band, Dollar Bill Blues. A little bit of bluegrass and country music happening around the place, around Hamilton. We've got Back Porch Bluegrass, of course, not the radio show, that's what you're listening to now, but to the jam session is on the fourth Sunday of the month, and this month it'll be on the 27th of August at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room, this time we're hosting the Auckland Bluegrass Club, and they're sending down a bunch of people, and we're going to have a great time mixing in together, and I think put that on your calendars. 2:30 in the afternoon, cost you $5, you'll get coffee and a biscuit and lots of socialising and some great music. Coming up in October, Monday, October the 16th, mark this on your calendars, we have BB Bonus's fine band Mile 12 has come out from the USA and they're doing a tour through New Zealand. I struggled over those words, didn't I? And they're playing at Monday the 16th at Navara Lounge in Hamilton. And that's going to be a great night of music. There's going to be a little bit of support from a few locals at the start, which you'll hear more about as we get closer to the day, and then you're going to hear the wonderful skills of Mile 12 and BB Bonus. What a great banjo player she is. Fine representative of New Zealand music too, I tell you. So there's things happening. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I hope you're enjoying some of my selections that we've got, you've heard, and that we've got coming up. we're going to hear now from Del McCoury and the Boys again. First off, an instrumental called Gold Bricking. Great sound. Ronnie McCoury plays a Gilchrist mandolin, just like Keith McMillan's mandolin. And Robbie McCoury plays Gibson Osborne Chief banjo. And lovely sound they get out of it. Great instrumental. And then a classic song, the 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. And this is a wonderful story about a motorbike and a love affair. And it's got some great lines in it. I really think you're going to enjoy that song. Del McCoury and the Boys.
Said Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such a light. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind, and down to Knoxville they did ride. Said James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand, but I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22, and I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Vincent 52. He reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I don't have any further use for these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her Vincent to ride.
Oh, isn't that a great song? Just love it. And a lot of people like that song, and we'll talk more about it, but I'm sure we'll hear it again. I just listened to every word in it, and it's a great story about James and Red Molly. A lovely line in there, black leather and red. Here, his favourite colour scheme. I love it. Oh, let's get back to normal. What have we talked about? Lots of things. I'm delighted to say that we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton. I got my first banjo from Andy Shearer back in 1965, my first five-string banjo. And since then, the shop's grown and now has a wonderful stock of banjos and guitars, a lot of Martin guitars, Deering banjos, mandolins, fiddles, anything you want to play music on, you can get it from Shearer's, and I'm delighted to have them sponsoring me. So when you decide to go and buy yourself a new instrument, go into Shearer's and say you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass, the radio show, and David Shearer will be delighted to know that.
river of tears till someone loves me again. I'll cry a river of tears till someone loves me again.
Honey Deaton, a couple of great songs there that I hope you enjoyed. Well, it's just about the end of the show now. I had a little bit of trouble with some CDs, so had to reorganise things a little bit, but I can't think of a better band to go out with than the Lonesome River Band. Carrying the Tradition was a great CD, and they play some fine music. I've picked a couple of standards, really, to see if we can get through them. Now we're going to hear "Sitting on Top of the World," and then, if we've got time, the Fireball Mail. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Thanks for either listening live or downloading it as a podcast. I'll be back next week, hopefully, with some more bluegrass. See you later.
She's gone and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
She called me Dallas from El Paso, said, "Come on, Daddy, I need you so."
But now she's gone and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Now she's gone, and I don't worry, Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. But now she's gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. But now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. But now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Look at her sway, get that curve.